Is the ketogenic lifestyle heart healthy?
Welcome to the Our Ketogenic Life podcast, where we bring you the scientific and daily application of living the ketogenic lifestyle. We have helped hundreds reach their weight loss and health goals, but this is far more than that. We want to help you create real life change so that you can live the life God created you for. Now, here are your hosts, Kevin and Danae Davis.
Welcome to podcast number 15 of Our Ketogenic Life. It's February, so we thought today we would talk about a very common question that we get. It all has to do with your heart and the ketogenic diet.
Is keto heart healthy? Is it good for your heart?
Right. So a lot of people think about, you know, increased fat. Automatically, they think of increased cholesterol.
Clogging your arteries.
And heart disease. Well, February is Heart Awareness Month. Yes. So we thought it would be a great time to bring this subject up. And first thing we want to talk about is, what is heart disease? Medically, we want to talk about like a coronary heart disease. And what that means is the blood vessels that are going to your heart get clogged up, usually from a plaque buildup, or when a piece of that plaque breaks off and the blood flow down distally from that is cut off. Now, this plaque formation is thought to originate by an inflammatory response to sterols within the artery wall. So basically, it goes back to inflammation, and we've talked about that before, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in just a second. But, you know, you've probably known somebody in your family, relatives, friends, somebody who's had a heart attack. And it's very important that we understand, you know, some of the risk factors for heart disease. And we're going to go over those in just a second and how keto affects those risk factors. But first, I thought I would just kind of go in a little bit deeper on a cholesterol. Cholesterol is a common test that you can get at your medical provider. Now, a lot of times you only get four numbers. You get your total cholesterol, your HDL, which is what people call your good cholesterol, your LDL,
which is your bad,
and your triglycerides. And we get that at our office, but we also get tests that are a little bit more advanced than that. And there's still a jury out as far as exactly what these numbers mean. But I think what we can get from this is it's not necessarily the number, but it's the particle size of the cholesterol molecules. Now, is cholesterol bad?
No.
No.
Cholesterol, you have to have cholesterol.
You have to have cholesterol. Yes. In fact, a majority of the cholesterol that you have in your body,
you make it yourself, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you make it yourself. So if your body, if it's something that a lot of people think is bad, your body wouldn't make it.
Right.
So what we want to do is, well, why would your body make cholesterol? Well, there's a few reasons. Every cell wall, the membrane, is made from cholesterol. Your hormones, they are made from cholesterol. Like your estrogen, testosterone, cortisol, and even vitamin D3. And also it helps with bile acids. Now, bile acids are important because it helps with absorption of fat-soluble vitamins like vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin E, vitamin K. So you can see cholesterol is important as far as your body's production. If you didn't have cholesterol,
It would mess you up.
Oh, yeah, it would mess you up. You probably wouldn't live if you didn't have any cholesterol. So a lot of people talk about, you know, like your LDL. Everybody knows that's what they call your bad cholesterol. Well, with your LDL, it is more of like a lipid transport particle. So if you think about lipids, it's kind of like if you have fat and water, you have to have something that transport this, and that's what LDL does. It's a transporter of the cholesterol molecules. Now, what I think is most important as far as your LDL is your LDLP. That's your particle size. Okay. That's usually not what you get with a standard lipid profile.
Right.
This is where,
like the little LP.
No, no, that's a little, that's something a little bit different. Okay. But this is how big the size of the molecule is.
Okay.
So the bigger that it is, the better off that you are.
Okay.
Now, the problem with the LDLP, and again, you need LDLP. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's part of the process. But the problem is when that gets oxidized by your lifestyle, by foods that you eat, they become toxic to the endothelium. Now, the endothelium is the inside lining of the vessel walls. And when you have, after a series of reactions, the endothelial cells release a messenger substance called cytokines. And what this is like interleukin 6 tumor necrosis factor. And what happens with these is they go to the liver, and the liver produces a substance called CRP, which is your C-reactive protein. That is the inflammation.
Okay, I know you get that test.
Right.
I know I've had it.
So we get that a lot, a screening as far as...
How much inflammation's in
right.
it. Okay.
So it shows if that's elevated, something's not going right. Now, it could be something else, but a lot of times it can be due to this problem here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you... have a copy of your cholesterol profile, even if it's a simple one. Some of the things that you can look at is look at your HDL versus your triglyceride ratio. You want that a 1-to-1.
I can't remember what mine is. We should
yours is good.
With, yeah, no, mine
yours
too.
Is like yours is a 1-to-1. It's really
mine's
hard
better
to
better than 1-to-1,
yeah.
isn't it?
Okay. Yeah. So you know you have to really work to get at that. A lot of times what I see, a lot of people's HDL is usually around 30 and their triglycerides, you know, 150 to 200. Well, you know, that's a 1-to-5 to 1-to-8 ratio. That's not good. You want your HDL, say at 60 or 70, and you want your triglycerides at 60 or 70. So they're equal, 1-to-1. That is a great ratio. The other thing that you can do simply is with a simple cholesterol profile is look at your total cholesterol versus your HDL ratio. And you want that less than 5. So like if your total cholesterol is 200 and your HDL is 40, that's a 1-to-5, that's less than 5. So that's where we want to look at that. So we probably need to do a whole podcast on cholesterol.
Right, and bring our tests so we can actually...
And then also we could
have some examples.
And even put it on our show notes at some point just to kind of give you an idea about
this. Yeah, because this is probably, people are probably... crossing their eyes thinking, what is he talking about?
Yeah. So hopefully that just kind of something simple.
Yeah.
Now, you know, for coronary heart disease, people who get heart attacks, some of the risk factors, some of these you can't change, some of them you can. Your age, can't do anything about that. Whether you're a male or female, can't do anything about that. Your family history, you're born with certain genes.
Right.
That means you're going to get heart disease or diabetes or something like that.
It may be predisposed.
But predisposed depending on your lifestyle. So you can't really you can't really change those risk factors. Now, the rest of these risk factors, you can change. Your diet, whether you have high blood pressure, whether your cholesterol is abnormal, if you're diabetic, if you have excess body fat, if you have lack of activity. If you're not getting any kind of exercise, if you have stress in your life, all those things you can change. These are the risk factors that are modifiable.
And so it takes work. It's not like it just,
So
getting stress out of your life can be
probably
difficult. There may be some stresses you can't, but you can learn how to manage it.
Right. Not being stressed at all times.
Right.
So that's something that is that you can do something about. So those are the risk factors for heart disease. And if you look at a ketogenic lifestyle, you can correct almost every one of these.
Well, let's go up to cholesterol really quick and just go over. Okay, so just a basic to give people, I'm trying to think what I would want to know is, okay, so cholesterol is not bad, but you want your good, your HDL cholesterol to be higher. What are some ways you can increase to get your HDL better?
Well, we are going to talk a little bit about that in just a second. Okay. But mostly with the LDL, but with the HDL exercise, you can that helps with it, especially different types of exercises, not doing the same thing. And when I say exercise, it's not necessarily going just for a walk. A lot of times doing resistance training, that helps as well. Doing some burst training, what they call HIIT, HIIT training, that helps.
High intensity interval training, yeah.
Your diet.
That's what I say. Some things.
Your big thing as far as like increasing your HDL is eating more fat.
Good fat.
Good fats.
Not your cakes and cookies and that kind of fat.
And one of the things that's...
If you listen to us long enough, you know we're not talking about that.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that really brings down your HDL, which is your good cholesterol, is carbs and sugar.
Right. Increases your inflammation.
Right. Okay. So, and one of the things that when I get lab work back and I'm just looking at someone's lab work and I don't know anything about a patient or, you know, something along those lines, a new patient comes in and I get labs back that have a low HDL and they have a high triglycerides.
You know, probably they're a carb lover.
They're a carb lover and they're probably either insulin resistant or diabetic.
Okay.
That is something that goes almost across the board with someone who has insulin resistance or they're diabetic. They all have a low HDL and they'll have a high triglyceride level.
Okay. Yeah. What about eating more of the green veggies and spinach and those type of things? What does that help increase or does it just help lower your LDL?
It does both.
Okay.
One of the things that we'll talk about, we'll just kind of go into this real quick. Some of the benefits of keto is you do increase your HDL and you lower your triglycerides. And as far as your LDL, most people, when they're on a ketogenic lifestyle, their LDL will go down. Some people, their HDL or their LDL will go up. Now, why that happens, we don't know.
Right.
You know,
usually it comes back down after a few months, right?
Yes, it does. Yeah. But sometimes it can stay elevated. That's why it's important that you see a provider who is kind of familiar with this and can help track this. Now, a lot of these problems, I think, from the reading and the research that I've done, is has to do with your genetics. There's a certain gene that if you are a four in this certain type of gene, then you are more predisposed to having a high LDL, especially with eating fatty foods. And a lot of times what you're going to have to do with that is you're going to have to eat more unsaturated fats, like fatty fish, olive oil, avocado, avocados, avocado oil. Now, you can still have steak, but probably not as much as somebody who doesn't have this certain type of gene. You might want to increase your intermittent fasting.
Is that the APOE?
No, that has to do with your LDL.
Okay.
And we'll talk about that in just a second.
Okay, sorry,
you're pretty smart, though. You know all these terms.
I'm just trying to remember all the things that we try to, you know, keep up with.
Yeah. I mean, you're good at this. The other things that you can do, again, eat more unsaturated fats, more intermittent fasting, more green veggies, and even some dark chocolate.
Yeah, which goes back to what we
preach all the time.
Yeah, all the time. This is not a processed food. Just because it's keto on the box does not mean that it is healthy.
Right.
We want you to realize what we are trying to get you to do is eat real food, healthy foods, real good fats, not just changing from one processed food to another process. Just because it says keto on it and it's processed does not make it good. It could still do all these things, have bad cholesterol because it's got trans fats or it's got artificial things in it. So
yeah, it can still stimulate your insulin.
Yeah,
I read an article. I forget who the doctor was who was doing some self testing, and they did a low carb tortilla and had like four net carbs in it.
We talked about the ones that are already made.
Yeah,
yeah.
And we talked about this last week about net versus total carbs, or whenever we did last podcast, and it shot their insulin and their sugar both high. It was touted as low carb,
right?
But it wasn't,
right?
So you have to read labels.
Yeah.
So as far as the benefits, you know, it does improve your HDL and lower your triglycerides. More than likely, it will decrease your LDL. Mm-hmm. Now, when Danae talked a minute ago about your ApoB, mm-hmm. now ApoB is a test that is on the advanced lipid profile that we talked about earlier. Mm-hmm. That is something that I would really recommend you trying to get your provider to do for you. The ApoB gives you more detail as far as what your LDL is doing.
The particle sizes, right. And all that stuff.
Right. Okay. So it more reflects, mm-hmm. As far as like a risk factor for cardiovascular disease, mm-hmm. the higher the ApoB.
Mm-hmm. ApoB.
/B.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Then the more likelihood of, you know, having, you know, you chances of heart disease, the okay. lower, the better. So that, as far as your cholesterol, that's the ketogenic diet helps with that. Mm-hmm. Now, we talked about inflammation earlier, about your CRP, mm-hmm. and there's other ones called your ESR, which is your sed rate. The ketogenic lifestyle helps with those as well, too, mm-hmm. helps decrease that because you're getting the processed foods and the sugars out of your diet.
Right.
So it helps with that. Mm-hmm. It also helps with fasting. When we eat carbs, and I think both of us can attest to this, if we do go off keto and we eat some carbs one day, it's hard to not eat the next day with our intermittent fasting.
Hungry. Like,
yeah.
We've been somewhere and you know, let ourselves have something on vacation or whatever it is. It's like, oh my goodness, I'm hungry. I mean, I get hungry like within a few hours.
And I think what it has to do is go back to your energy source.
Uh-huh.
Because you
burn up that sugar quickly.
Well, yeah, because your body says, hey, I've got some sugar. I need some more of that energy. Mm-hmm. But if you're doing keto on a regular basis, you have energy because your body mm-hmm. is used to burning the fat. Mm-hmm. The ketogenic diet helps with autophagy. And autophagy is just like cells. It's like cleaning out the bad things from your cells mm-hmm. and the cell turnover. There's a Japanese fella a couple of years ago who got a Nobel Peace Prize for this. Mm-hmm. And ketogenic diet helps with that. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, weight loss. I know a lot of you started probably ketogenic diet with for weight loss. Mm-hmm. And I have that come into the clinic all the time. Mm-hmm. And that's great. We can help you with that. But I'm thinking in the back of my mind of all these other things that's being helpful as far as your overall health. Mm-hmm. Also, you can have lower blood pressure. You know, I've taken a lot of people off medication or at least reduced the amount of medications that they take. Mm-hmm. And again, all these that we're talking about are risk factors for cardiovascular disease. Mm-hmm. So if ketogenic is help reducing these, then obviously, you know, we think that's going to reduce your risk for cardiovascular disease. Mm-hmm. And obviously, the other thing we talk about all the time with the ketogenic diet is you have lower blood sugar, lower insulin resistance, and the lower amount of insulin overall. Mm-hmm. So with a ketogenic diet, you know, the risk factors that we talked about as far as like that you can modify, you know, your diet, your high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, excess body fat, lack of activity, stress, you know, the ketogenic diet ticks off every box on that.
And of course, for a risk factor, you didn't mention smoking, but that definitely needs to stop.
Yeah, I did forget that.
Yeah, but
so that's okay. But you can stop that one too.
Yes, you can definitely stop that.
So there's one article that I'm going to try to link. It is it's published in the Cardio Metabolic. I think that's the one. I'll link it into the show notes. But basically, it is an ongoing study. Now, can I sit here and tell you that ketogenic has been proven to help with heart disease? I can't do that because there's not been any studies. Mm-hmm. You know, ketogenic has just become really popular in the last several years. Mm-hmm. So there's no
even point. Though it's been around for 100 years.
Yeah, it's been around since 1920s, but no one's ever done a study for it.
Right.
Because usually if you try to do a study, mm-hmm. usually somebody at the end of the study is going to have a drug or something like that that they're trying to prove that helps with whatever they're studying.
Right.
But with ketogenic, there's no drug. It's just a lifestyle.
Right.
So the studies have been few and far between as far as over the last 50 years, but there's been several studies, and there's one that I follow, and I'm going to link that for you, and it's an ongoing study that shows, I think it's 20 out of 22 markers for cardiovascular disease at 1 year. Mm-hmm. Everything's improved.
That's great.
So I look at it this way. The standard American diet that we're eating right now, we've been doing since the 1970s. Mm-hmm. Since the 1970s, we've had increased weight gain, mm-hmm. Increased diabetes, increased heart disease.
Cancer.
So all the things that we've measured for the last 30 or 40 years under the standard American diet are not getting better. Mm-hmm. You know, all the markers don't improve. But these markers that we're following right now, and the ones I see in the clinic, mm-hmm. they're improving. Mm-hmm. So if these markers are improving and these markers are indicative of having cardiovascular disease, it makes sense to me, this is probably a better way to go.
Right. And you're doing it with
whole foods.
I mean, you have to eat. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we're not telling you to do something that you shouldn't do. You have to eat, but just eat real food. Eat healthy, real food.
Right. So hopefully this has helped alleviate some mm-hmm. of the concern that maybe you've had for starting the ketogenic diet mm-hmm. as far as heart disease. Again, if you have questions about anything, we would love for you guys to get a hold of us, send mm-hmm. us an email, get on our Facebook page.
Send us a message on Messenger.
Yeah, we can answer anything that you have. If we don't know the answer, we'll find it. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things that and I'm going to try to link this article as well, too. It was a podcast, within the last couple of weeks, that I listened to an excerpt on it. And it was the president of the American Diabetic Association. Mm-hmm. I forget her name. I was going to write it down, but I forget. But anyway, she is a diabetic. Mm-hmm. And she is the first president of the American Diabetic Association, I believe I'm right on this, that is a diabetic. Mm-hmm. And she's been on several medicines, and I believe she was on insulin as well, too. And there's a podcast I'm going to try to link, and you guys can listen to it for yourself. But the thing about it is she's treating herself with a ketogenic diet.
Yay.
So it's becoming more mainstream. Mm-hmm. She talks about going off medication and her insulin. I think she's down to one medication.
Mm-hmm.
So,
awesome.
She is somebody who, not only is representing the American Diabetic Association, mm-hmm. she's thinking about herself.
Right, yeah.
She's thinking, what's best for me? Mm-hmm. And right now, she's looking at the ketogenic diet as a good option as far as treatment. Mm-hmm. Now, again, just like we talked about earlier, do we have a 20-year study that I can show you as far as the effects of everything? I don't have that. Nobody has that right now.
Right.
15 years, we're going to have that. Mm-hmm. But, when we started doing the ketogenic lifestyle 3 or 4 years ago, mm-hmm. something like that, we got a lot of, weird looks at us.
Oh, yeah.
We got, what are you talking about? That's crazy. You shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah. You can't live. You can't sustain that. You can't do that long term. Why not? Yeah. You can eat salads the rest of your life. You can eat vegetables the rest of your life. You can eat red meat the rest of your life. You can eat chicken the rest of your life. You can eat fish the rest of your life. You can have olive oil.
Right.
You can have olives.
And you can eat really well.
Yes. And you can feel good.
Yeah. So, right now, this is the best thing that we found.
Yes.
And when we're talking with you guys, again, just like the President of the American Diabetic Association, we're walking the walk, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, hopefully you are coming to trust us a little bit, mm-hmm. that we're trying to tell you the best thing that we think is for you right now.
Yeah.
And if we ever find anything different,
We'll tell you. If something happens, they're like, oh, well, that didn't work.
Yeah, we'll try something different.
Yeah.
But
we haven't so far.
Right.
This has been, like I said, this has been...
It's 4 years going on, I think.
Yeah, and we have felt the best we've ever felt and have more energy. Headaches have, mm-hmm. Headaches. I still have them every once in a while, mm-hmm. but very rarely, more rare.
Sleep better.
My skin, I feel, looks better. I feel great. I'm so thankful that we tried it.
Right. So hopefully this has helped. Today's podcast is brought to you by Our Ketogenic Life.
Yes.
This is a great company. By the way, Our Ketogenic Life is us.
All right.
We're sponsoring our own podcast. But I just want to let you know, on our website, we do have access to membership. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to add on to that and make it something that people can follow and have a community,
right,
to where we're talking with each other.
Yeah, because a lot of people don't live around where we are, and they can't see us out and just ask us a question. Right. But you can get a hold of us easily, right, now with the way the internet. And you can get on our website, and if you want to, we've got free 15-minute consultation, mm-hmm, that you can ask us questions, see if what your concerns are, see, do you think, oh, can I do it, can I not do it, I don't know where to start. And it could be you have other health problems, or it could be just that you are wanting to lose weight. You're overweight, you don't have any health problems necessarily, you just want to lose weight and feel better.
Right.
Get a hold of us. See if you think that we can help you out. We would love to give it a try. So,
and we have, if you want to do more in depth, mm-hmm, like we talked about the cholesterol, the advanced lipid test.
Right.
It's hard to do that in a group setting.
Right.
So if you want to go deeper with that, we do have some coaching available. You can look on our website as well, too. If you know anybody that would be that would benefit from the ketogenic lifestyle, mm-hmm, and need some help getting started, share this podcast with them.
Yes,
share our website with them. Share our Facebook. Maybe they want to ask some questions. Mm-hmm. I know talking with somebody maybe you don't know personally is kind of hard, mm-hmm, but we're here for you in any way, shape, or form that will help. We have some free resources on our website. You can get a free food list, and that can help. That may get you started. Mm-hmm. That may be all that you need, and we'll be happy to help you with that as well, too.
Yeah. And today we want to leave you with our Bible verse. It is Proverbs 3:5-6. It is, trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. So with your heart, you want to trust the Lord, because in our weakness, we don't understand everything. So we want you to trust in the Lord.
And, sometimes, not sometimes, all the time, Lord knows best.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes we try to figure out for ourselves, mm-hmm, what is the best thing. But if we get to the point where our heart belongs to Christ and we acknowledge him, mm-hmm, he is faithful to his word. Mm-hmm. He will make your path straight. Mm-hmm. And you will live a life that is more beneficial and much more better than any kind of diet plan that you have.
Mm-hmm. And we don't think it's a coincidence you're listening to this podcast.
Right.
So you may just think you fell upon it, or you're just listening to it, or just happened to find it and wanting to get weight loss. But we believe that the Lord always has a reason. And so we just want to give encouragement, whether it's with the ketogenic diet, with it's your faith. If you're going through something, if you want us to pray for you, send us a message for that too. It doesn't have to be anything to do with losing weight. If you just need some encouragement, if you have some questions, if you are just feeling like you have nobody to listen to you, reach out. Give us a message.
So hopefully this has helped. We really appreciate you listening. And again, if you know anybody that would be benefit from listening to this, please share. But remember, be fit and be faithful.
This podcast is for informational purposes only. No patient-provider relationship is implied or established. This podcast in no way represents the practice of medicine. The information given is to be used at the listener's own risk. Please consult your provider before making any changes, as the contents of this podcast is no substitution for your provider's instruction.